الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah Ta'ala put it in our hearts, we should make this dua. Dua is the main thing. That the value of this month of Ramadan, oh Allah, let me realize the great value of this month. One beautiful example is given. A group of people were walking on their journey. They got lost in a jungle. When they got lost, they didn't know that jungle, what it is like or anything, but they came across some beautiful shining stones. So some of them thought, let me pick up 5 stones, another 10, another one 20. So one of them said, we are lost also, we got our baggage, and still I must pick up stones. I'm not picking up stones. All picked up different, and they carried on walking. In the morning, they came out at the village there, and they explained to the people this what happened. So they said that those are the most precious diamonds in the world. You can't get more precious diamonds, nuggets. Just on the ground you pick them up. But nobody goes there because the jungle is very dangerous. The animals, etc. You people didn't know. And blissfully you came out safely here. Yeah. So now the person who picked up 5 diamonds, those diamonds, will he be happy or sad? And the one who picked up 10 and 20, and the one who didn't pick up, how sad won't he be? So that is like this dunya. We are in this dunya. And the dangers are so many in this dunya, we don't know. Terrible dangers. There are dangers of the underworld, what people are doing. And if somebody gets just trapped and gets into that world, what a condition. There are the places of torture. If a person somehow lands up there, what will happen to him? So dangerous this world. And these are the diamonds here, which are the most valuable, are the diamonds of our deen. And the village we're going to come out to will be Akhirat. When we'll be there, then we'll realize that here was the opportunity to pick up all that. And one particular occasion of that is the month of Ramadan. So Allah put it in our hearts to realize. And we should make dua. Not think I know the value of Ramadan. We are very, very far from it. That Allah puts it into us what this great month of Ramadan is. Another example, which was given most probably by Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, a person is offered to go into a beautiful orchard, fruit orchard. And he is given a basket, and he said, you can pick up fruit as much as you want to. But, and your basket is full, you can't take more. One condition. And the other is, you can't reverse. You have to just move front as you go. In the orchard, you have to go front. So he comes in the first orchard, wonderful fruit. Very exceptionally, very good fruit. And he wants to start filling. But as he lifts his eyes up, he sees the next section has even got more better fruit. So he says, if I fill my bucket here, my basket here, it will be full. I can't take more there. So rather let me leave it empty and go there. And when he goes to the next section, but actually those with the fruit are much more better than the previous section also. Now he wants to fill, I've got this. But he thinks, and he looks up, the next section has even got more better fruit. So he says, let me go there. Let me not fill yet. When he goes there, he's about to fill, and he did not realize, but it was mirrored. And things in a mirror look much more better than what actually it is. And in a mirror there is nothing. It looks like there is something. but there is nothing there. So he thought that is even better in front. So he goes front and he realizes he's past the mirror and he's out of the orchard. And his basket is empty. Nothing in his basket. And so like that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explains that in our childhood we think that it's time to play and all are playing all the time. And even if a child wants to become a bit serious, the parents also will tell him, or from now you are becoming serious, you're becoming a big Sufi, this is the time to play now. So there we don't pick up any fruit whatsoever. When we are young, we will do. When we come there, then that is the time of other type of enjoyment and freedom of person, things like all type of fun, that yeah, I must not fill my basket. I'll see in front. Then you come to old age, and before you know what, you are out of this orchard. Your life has come to an end. All the time, procrastination, I will do. I will see to it. Finally, you come and you are completely, you took nothing whatsoever. So, this is the time, this time of this dunya, at whatever age of ours we are. If a person is still young also, appreciate this time. Every moment of this month of Ramadan is so valuable, so valuable. In fact, not only the month of Ramadan, our whole lives, generally, the whole life is extremely valuable. But we are, and we should try and understand, and that is why we come here, that is why all the talks take place, the Ash'ar of Hadrat, to explain to us all this, that we should not be influenced by the world in which we are living in. In this world, there are many temptations, many things that take us away from deen, and all things that even appear to be like alright, and people must be wondering that how can you find fault with this also? What's wrong with this? For example, sports, for example, some pastime. What's wrong with that? We're just passing some time. Whatever we want to do, and like la yani, which is a fruitless thing that has got no benefit whatsoever. But what's wrong in it? I'm just whiling my time away, playing some games on the computer. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just playing some games or that. But this, just the la yani, passing time, even if it was 100% legitimate, that also if a person understands, it is not permitted at all. And then, added to that, these games, all the games on the computers have got great Satanism hidden behind it. Terrible things are hidden behind it. And it completely ruins the mind of a person. It is like voluntarily you are allowing Shaitan to urinate in your brain and urinate into your heart. All these things, whatever it might be. For example, a person feels you go for fishing, our time will pass. But just in fishing itself also, it depends all different types. One type which is a very common, what you fish with the hook, you put at the end of the line, and on the hook you put a worm, and you buy living worms also, and you push that worm into the hook. Now just think, when a person starts becoming conscious, then you think, my life I did in fishing. And I did the zulm on that. And not only fellow people have got rights on us. For all the creation of Allah. Whether it's ants, whether it is these worms, whether it is some insects. When we were small, those small insects used to come out. Then perhaps we did wrong with those insects, killing them, catching them, hitting them, etc. Well, all that was wrong. If a person was not baligh, he won't be responsible. But otherwise, all these things. And if we just have to think, if somebody has to push the hook through our body, how will we take it? So pushing the hook on that. And from there, remember another instance which will be also helpful to us from fishing. We learn another very great lesson also. A person who goes fishing and he throws his hook in, his line with the hook, and then he's got the worm there or something, and a small fish in the water feels that today I must have done something really good, that my rosy and nice fresh juicy worm right at my, it came to me, I didn't have to go and look for my rosy today, it came to me ready for me and nice juicy and fresh, not stale or anything, not from a deep freeze or anything. Fresh. So the old fish in the water tell that young fish, never ever go near this worm. He says, why? What's wrong? Such a juicy, fresh worm for me to enjoy. He says, you don't know, behind this worm, inside there is a hook there. And the hook is fastened with a line, and that line is going out of the water. And at, right at the end, there is a man standing with his fishing rod. And that fishing rod, about 1.5-2 meters long it is, and the man himself is about 1.5 meters tall, and the minute you're going to bite here, he'll be able to feel that something is happening. He'll get it on his line. And then he will let you play, he'll give you time also. And you'll bite that worm, you'll enjoy it also. And then when you want to go, like for the kill, now to have the actual enjoyment, and take that worm by the horn, so to say, and grab that worm, then he is going to catch you there. He'll hook you. You'll get hooked there. And when you get hooked, he'll give you some time to play still in the water. He'll play with you, let you play, still have to play in the water. But you will be feeling it now. The hook is now stuck. It doesn't want to come out. But still you are in your water. Slowly he's going to reel you up and take you out from there. And when he's going to take you out, then he's come with his 4 or 5 friends for the weekend or whatever. And they are spending their time, and they've come with their gas stoves, or they light their own, they buy, get some wood and they light the stove. They've come with their oil, and they'll catch you now, take you out, and then they take off all your scales, and then cut you up into pieces. Take out your inside, all your intestine, whatever is inside you, they will take it out. They will gouge out your eyes also. And they will throw the bones and that to the dogs of cats which they brought with them. They will eat that. They will make you pieces. And if these are Indian fishermen, they came with their extra masala also, spices. And they will spice you properly. And then they will, the fire that is lit, they will have a frying pan on there. They will put oil in there. When the oil is nice and sizzling hot, they put you piece by piece into that oil. And then when you are made there, then they will take you and eat. There are about 5 of them. Each one has got 10 fingers. Between 50 fingers, they are going to now make pieces out of you. And then each one has got 32 teeth in their mouth. Between 160 teeth or so, they're going to crush you even fine. And then you will go down into their body. They've got the larger intestine and the smaller intestine. That is going to crush you even more fine. Then you'll be deposited from the stomach. You will now go and you'll have to come out from that body. And what a terrible place you will come out. And the stench and the smell at that time, where you come out, and how you will be disfigured from what fish you were, that beautiful fish, and now the condition in the toilet. So the small fish gets a bit worried now, that this is, if all this is but a small fish, like today, what all now, everything we must make tahqiq, we must find out. We don't just accept what our elders say. Today, with technology, we know much more. We just Google this, we Google that. Our old people didn't know all this. So the small fish say, I will do some research first. And where is the fish going to do the research? Where this is not happening. This is happening on the land. And the fish can't go and research on the land. So the fish is researching the whole thing in the water. And all this is happening out of the water. Like all this, whatever we are told about our deen is going to happen in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, Jannah, Jahannam, which is out of this world. But all our research is confined to the world. So we are researching here. And then the fish, it went and it researched everywhere. It went through all the waters, no dogs there, no human being like what they explained, nothing of all these things. He just doesn't find anything. And he said that a fire will be burning. Our research, the fish says, that a fire can't burn in water. Water puts it out. How can it burn in the fire? So that is so, it discounted it, this theory of yours, which is a fact. But it regarded it as a theory. And what is a theory, that we regard as facts. Today what are theories, we regard them as facts. And what are facts, they are regarded as theories. So it discounts that also. And everything it discounts. So then it goes and it takes a little bit. Nothing happens, so it gets more confident. But when it takes its proper bite, it sees exactly all those things happening. Just like that, we are in this world and the temptations of this dunya are there also plenty. And we do a little bit wrong here, there. We say, they say, this will happen, that will happen. Nothing like that happening. Now, and when you get hooked also, and we know, which is commonly said, like you get hooked on drugs, Allah save us, save our children, save everyone. Then a person gets more and more involved. And once you are hooked on, to come out is almost impossible. And then as we will carry on in life in this world already, we will start seeing realities. And towards the end of our life, more realities. And when Malakul Maut will appear, then everyone will know. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقُ. So this will happen, and it's going to happen to all. So if we can take that lesson, that these are realities. Time of ours is a great, great, great valuable asset, the time that Allah has given us. Whatever little time, to understand the value of time, whether it is our sports, or whether it is just the news that we are following. If it is the things that concern us, we are decision makers, we have to know the news, etc., then a person has to know. Like a mufti, for example, has to know what is happening around. He has to know what is language, what is the slang in language, all that he has to know. He has to give fatwas. If we don't have to give any fatwas or anything, we don't really have to know all those details. Everything else, different people. What a housewife has to know and what the husband has to know, the housewife is just in the house. And if we really understand our role as a housewife, what we have to know, again, we don't know. How to bring up our children. That we are unaware of. What we have to be doing, we don't know. But we are very interested in all the election results also. And as a housewife, for example, what's her input going to be? Our example is, like, one time we came out of a masjid in one country, after Maghrib it was, and some youngsters were standing outside, which is common everywhere, and they were picking their country's cricket team, that this player must be playing, and they had details about it, that he's got this qualities, he's got that qualities. Now 5-6 spending half an hour, 1 hour picking the team. And who is going to listen to them? Are they appointed to pick up the team, etc., to pick the team for the country? Absolutely nothing they got to do with it. And how shaitan gets us and just do. We destroy our time. And we don't regard that as a guna also. Time to destroy any namat of Allah Ta'ala and to destroy a valuable commodity like time and just waste our time. It is a very, very serious thing. It's not a small thing. It is a very serious thing to try and get an idea of how serious it might be, which hopefully we could understand. We were going to travel by air. For some reason, we got delayed reaching the airport. Beyond our control, there was an accident in front. There was a roadblock and a delay. And there was a big delay there. We got to the airport. We just managed to check in. And they tell us, you rush to the gate. You've only got 10 minutes to check here, to pass the gate. 10 minutes, the gate is going to close. And many airports today got the notice of so many minutes to this gate. And you see, there is only 9 minutes, so you only got 1 minute extra, so to say. Or just 10 minutes, and then you just have to rush. You got your wife, you got your 3-4 children, and you're grabbing them and you are running and going. One of your child sees a PlayStation there. And he wants to go and play now on the PlayStation. And when you stop him, you grab him, you pull him. Your wife tells you, what's wrong if the child plays for a little bit? For children, it's all right if they play a little bit. But at that time to be playing, when you're going to miss your flight, and you've got connecting flights also, and you've got important work, and your whole journey is going to be thrown into chaos and so like that. So we are here if we can understand. Not only that we have to do the right things, but this life of ours, every moment, how valuable it is that we have got no time to waste whatsoever. If we understand what the qabr will be, and we will be asked about every detail about our lives, and these realities, when they will dawn and set on a person, then a person will know that how valuable time is. So anyway, we have to make dua. It is only by dua, and more than that also, the fazl of Allah. When Allah puts it into a person, what this worldly life is, and how valuable this time is. So this month of Ramadan also, how valuable it is. Many of us, perhaps all of us, we make namaz, alhamdulillah, Allah accept. But in that namaz, how much do we apply ourselves to get that concentration in that namaz? And otherwise, we're just finishing our namaz. We make zikr. How many of us, we make zikr in a sleeping mode? We just go into a sleeping mode when we are making our zikr. So we don't get that benefit also. So anyway, every moment of our lives are very, very important. This month of Ramadan, which Allah Ta'ala has given us, this Quran Sharif Allah has given us, are such valuable treasures Allah has given us. And for the short while that we have to try and appreciate it. This month of Ramadan is the month that we acquire taqwa. Taqwa is a great, great, great gift and boon from Allah Ta'ala. And taqwa, Allah will grant it to us. In order to get it, for Ramadan, Allah has prescribed that kutiba alaykum as-siyam, rozas have been made farad upon you. And kama kutiba al-ladhina min qablikum, as it was made on the people before. And if you will keep your rozas, and kutiba alaykum as-siyam, ulama have written that rozas have been made farad, fasting has been made farad on every part of the body. So if we keep our rozas, we fast accordingly, we don't just stay hungry, but we fast accordingly, Allah will grant us that taqwa. And if a person gets taqwa in his life, for example, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. A person who has got taqwa, whatever difficulty he will face in life, Allah will make a way out for that person. What a great gift. And وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will feed that person from sources that he had no idea about. How Allah Ta'ala will feed that person. And how Allah will give him his rozi. Whether you have got an income or you don't have an income. When Allah wants to give you, he gives you from sources unimaginable. Allah puts it into somebody's heart that the person will be the first who comes into the masjid today. I'm going to give him something like this. And it happens, lot of places it happens. And the person, you didn't expect it. You are the poorest person. You came early, you had no other work. Your object was masjid, namaz and masjid. Yes, somebody came and he hands over to you whatever his treasure, his wealth, he has given it over to you. So lot Allah Ta'ala, so Allah will give it. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. A person who has got taqwa, Allah will grant that person, make for him furqan. Furqan is a very great ni'mah. Different explanations ulama have given, but to differentiate in order to make decisions. And every moment in our lives, we are making decisions. And to make the right decision, that is a very important thing also. And on our own capacity, we can't make the right decision. When Allah, with the taqwa, Allah will give us. So taqwa is a thing Allah will give. Then this month of Ramadan is a month in which Allah magnifies and Allah increases and tremendously increases the rewards of our actions. This is the month that Allah is just pouring the rewards. When a nafal becomes equal to a farad, and a farz becomes the value of 70 farais, we can't imagine how much. So really this is the time. There's nothing else we can do. Subhanallah. And we are taught, mashallah, valuable things. La ilaha illallah. Nastaghfirullah. Nas'alullah al-jannah. Wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. We can just keep it on our tongue. Keep durood sharif on the tongue. All this we will realize if Allah gives us the tawfiq and we realize now. Otherwise, if a person reaches inshallah, Allah take us all to Jannah. But all the time that we wasted, then we will have the sorrow even in Jannah. What the, when we'll see one subhanallah, what the reward is. One alhamdulillah, one durood, what the reward is. Just to read the surah, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, to the, what the reward is. Sometimes we are a bit tired, mind is also not functioning properly. But just do something simple which you can do. Just read some durood sharif. All these things will have great value. There we will read. So this is the time that Allah magnifies the rewards and multiplies the rewards also to sources. And what Allah has explained and what has come in the hadith is what we could somehow comprehend. But what Allah is going to give is even much more than that. A person cannot comprehend and understand how much Allah Ta'ala will give. This is the month for du'as. And what is du'a? Many of us, we take du'as also very lightly. We don't know really what to ask for also. We might ask somebody's ill for the shifa of that person. I got some debts on me or whatever else, some problems I've got, some fights that are taking place, whatever. And in many cases, even for our problems, we don't really make du'as. Think about it. Let us think. We don't really make du'as also. If it's a medical problem, our mind goes immediately doctors, hospitals. If it's a financial problem, our mind goes, somebody will help me out. I'll take a loan from here. But to the source of all that is only one, Allah. We claim that is our yaqeen. But when it comes into actual, and only Allah is the doer, and Allah will do when you ask Him. Allah, if He wants to, He does without you asking. But the system He has kept, you ask me. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي. Immediately after that, just your dua, astajib lakum. I accept, and Allah readily accepts. And there is no being who accepts how Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, it can be a person, we buried our father, for example. The uncles were there, the close friends. They're telling the youngsters, don't worry, we are here. Your father is gone, our support is there. You feel confident, you went and asked them. Already from the first time, you will see it wasn't the same face that was in the Qabristan. Now it's a different face. But perhaps they will help. You think that help? Second time, let me go again. How long? They're going to make the excuses. We can't manage it. We can't help. But and the people of this dunya, you ask them, they become angry and upset. And Allah, you don't ask Him, He becomes angry and upset. And the more you ask Allah, the more happy Allah becomes. A beggar at the window when you are stopping at a robot or somewhere, and he's like insisting and persisting, you become angry. And Allah, the more you insist and persist and you cry and you beg, the more happy Allah Ta'ala becomes. So this is the month of this du'as. It is a month also when Allah Ta'ala is setting how many people free from the fire of Jahannam. All of us ask ourselves, did we ask Allah, make me from the otaqa e shahr Ramadan, from those people that you are going to be setting free from the Jahannam in this month? Every night at iftari time, Allah sets how many people free. The last night again, Allah sets how many people free. And this again is really just for us to understand. Otherwise, what a lie, but that we become among them. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah Ali says, Sankro tu karega jannati. You'll make how many people jannatis? Ek ye na ahalbi unme sahi. Me also, just include me also in there. But ask ourselves, have we asked Allah to include us among those people? In some communities, mashallah, they make very beautiful du'as and they plead to Allah and very, very passionate they are in their du'as. Allah, Allahumma a'tiq riqabana wa riqaba aba'ina wa ummahatina minan nar. That, oh Allah, set our free, our necks free from the fire of Jahannam. our parents, mothers, fathers, our asatis, everyone, set them free from the fire of Jahannam. And we know this is happening, but did we ask Allah to make us amongst those ottaqa? This is the month when Allah gives forgiveness to this extent, that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rahmatul lil alameen says ameen for that person who doesn't get forgiven in this month, that may he be destroyed, that person. In other words, the reflection of this hadith is that there is so much in the month of Ramadan, in fasting, everything, that definitely everyone gets forgiven. Did we ask for to be amongst those who are forgiven in this month of Ramadan? So this is a very, very great month that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us. And then we who have come like in this type of places, the Khanqa, and who are here sitting already, and who have come today for the program, our object is our Islah. And that is our effort. We all are working together. But how many of us have made really need dua for our Islah? These are the things that we must be making dua for. Like we get up at tahajjud time, Allah give us all tawfiq, sahri inshallah, we all get up, just a few more minutes also, and for namaz also, and few minutes more for dua. At that also, let us all consider that really, when did we take out time for dua? We take out time for namaz, fajr, I know I have to go this time. We take out time for zohar, we take out time for everything else. But when did I take out time for dua? And duas, they are, then inshallah, that will also interest us. When are duas more accepted? What actions must I do and then duas are accepted? For example, between adhan and takbir, duas are readily accepted. A person reads the fourth kalima, and then after that, the third kalima, du'as are accepted after that. Du'as are accepted just before Maghrib, between Asr and Maghrib, and more over the time before Maghrib. But how much do we devote ourselves and exert ourselves in du'as? And du'as also, our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that how we go shopping and we make a list, I have to buy this, this, this. Like that, we should make a list also for our du'as. And see that I'm asking everything. In the dua, especially when a person is emotionally charged, etc., he doesn't remember everything. But if you made a note, and then you make dua for that also. And Allahu Akbar. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali was a person very much loved by everyone. And the reason for that, whoever he met, he said, I made dua for you. We will also become happy. So if we note the names of people, somebody phoned us, they've got a problem, or we just heard somebody has got a problem, and we make dua. We met that person, we told him, I heard you had a problem, I made special dua for you. How happy won't that, and how happy, and when we make dua for other people, that dua is much more readily accepted. And moreover, Allah grants us also what we ask for other people. So dua is another very, very great treasure that Allah has given us, which we are not exploring, which we are not using. Allah has given us this great. We should be making a lot of du'as also. So the whole month of Ramadan, the Quran Sharif, recitation of Quran Sharif, what a great, great ni'mat and boon Allah has given us. All the scriptures which Allah has revealed, the Torah, the Injil, all these are great scriptures. They are contained in the Quran. All the others also. And the whole of Quran, Allah put it in Surah Fatiha. So yeah, everything, everyone knows Surah Fatiha. If we know, can't read anything else, we can be reading Surah Fatiha. And for each letter, what the rewards will be. And when we're in a state of roda, how much more the sawabs. And if we are in the state of wudu, even much more. If we are in the masjid, even much more. And if we are in Haram Sharif, even much more. But also, like in the Haramain also, we know we ourselves, not what to speak about other people. We get engaged and engrossed in talking with other people. There also, if we will read Durood Sharif, we will read Surah Fatiha, what the great rewards are. So this is a month that we have to appreciate very much. And then to make our rozas, which are called rozas, to keep roza, not only of keeping away from food and drink, and being intimate and close with one's wife, all these were halal things. And that we're staying away from them. then if we are staying away from halal and permissible things, how much more mustn't we stay away from haram? Haram, we have to stay away. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that how many of us are such that we are like really, really sick people spiritually. I've got the terrible illness of looking down upon people. I've got the terrible illness of fantasizing. I've got the terrible illness of pride, of jealousy, of backbiting, of making gossip, carrying tales, etc. How many things I've got, but I don't realize it. And I think that I'm all right. A person who is very sick and he feels he's all right. A person who has to go and buy his ticket really of Jannat and he goes without any money. And he feels they will just give it to me. How sick we are. And Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also writes one very, very important point, that, and this is for those people who are conscious, who are really conscious, but they on their own also, that what is pride and what is self-respect? The line is so close to, you go across the border so easily, that am I doing this because of pride or because of my respect, self-respect? Allah, it's not permissible for a believer to humiliate and disgrace himself and make himself bad. So where is that and where is pride? Where is Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali right? That on the one side, that your jealousy is totally haram. And envy, ghibta, that is desirable in dini matters. Somebody is a very good hafiz. Somebody is whatever other, his namazes are so beautifully, and to envy, and that I also have that. And on the other hand, to have this jealousy, that why is he got this ni'mat? Why has he got this? He's got such a big house. His life is going so smooth. Why has he got that? And then a person, he doesn't realize, but that khabasat, that evil that is within us, that I just want to hear news that he's got a problem somewhere in his life. And then we want to explore it. And we'll go also in the way that we are now finding, how are you? You're all right. Everything is all right. We just want to know, I got this big problem. And when he says, I got that, that makes us happy. And when that makes us happy, what a sad condition. As somebody said today, no use telling anyone your problems, because 80% are not interested in your problems. They got nothing to do with you. 20% are happy you got problems. So who are you going to tell? And this is not only outside people, within the family also. So where are we really? And this is the month of Islah. This is the month to correct ourselves. So may Allah give us the tawfiq to really appreciate this month, not waste our time. And for that are these gatherings. And at least if we just become conscious of these things also, it will be a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, not other people, I myself, we ourselves, take our Ramadan of 20 years ago. What was our Ramadan? What did we regard Ramadan as? Our lives, what did we regard as? There was no namaz also in our lives. We were engaged. And just one thing, let me also add, Mufti Ibrahim Saliji of Sipingo Beach, the Ahmed Barakato explained, just imagine this TV and all these things, how dangerous they are. A person who was a pious person, regular with his deen, deeny conscious fully, and he should watch TV only for his sports and his news. And we will think, nothing wrong with that sports little bit you watch now, and your little news you watch. But in between the adverts that used to come about alcohol, eventually just that advert led him to become an alcoholic. Now all his namazes, he was a pious person. So these things here, the games on our phones, and for our children, and that this is nothing wrong, that is nothing wrong. They mix with these people, they mix with those friends, they go and spend the night. And today even our girls go and spend the night with their friends. And the parents feel it's nothing wrong. The boys, excursions they go. Boys and girls go together for excursions. And yet we don't feel anything wrong about that. Where are we really? So Allah Ta'ala has given us this time. Let us appreciate. And Allah makes the reality to come into us. May Allah bless us with this reality. And let this Ramadan, if a person feels that my past Ramadan, really I didn't spend them right. And in this Ramadan, almost a week is gone. And if I feel that I didn't spend this Ramadan properly, 6 days I've gone, 6 nights are gone, and I haven't really done anything, and we really resolve now that I'm going to improve, that person will benefit. But if we feel that we just have to, Ramadan, we must just somehow finish it, and we will get to eat, we just have to pass our time, and then we're not going to get what the value, and the sorrow of it will be very, very severe. May Allah save us and give us the value of this month and the value of every moment, and Allah make our islah and let us realize what this great month is, inshallah.